Hey there, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. Today's video is about a story of a man who's going to the grocery store late at night. It's midnight, you gotta get a bunch of stuff and it's raining like hell and you run into the grocery store and you get everything you need and you run out and it's raining and you run to the car and you unpack all the bags and you throw them in the car and then you turn and you look at this empty shopping cart and you go, what do I do with this thing? Nobody's watching. Nobody will know. So what do? Do you shove it out into the parking lot? Do you beach it on a nearby island? Or do you ride it down to the next cart corral? I ride them. I don't like to push them. But there's been days when I've just shoved it up onto an island or shoved it out in the parking lot, hoping that some 14-year-old kid the next morning would pick it up for me. I knew secretly that wasn't who I wanted to be. It wasn't a question of right or wrong. It was a question of who I wanted to be. And so in those times in my life when I'm operating against a better version of myself, a version that I'd really rather be, but I know I'm not doing it, I know I don't have a clear understanding of my own values. Sometimes I use the phrase masculine operating principles or MOPs to talk about that set of values that a man needs to have for himself. It's a set of values that say, who am I and what do I expect of myself when nobody's even watching? Even if I won't get caught, what is my baseline character? What do I expect of myself? And what's the result when a man doesn't have MOPs, if he doesn't have masculine operating principles or values clearly defined for many aspects of his life? The answer is he becomes indecisive, he becomes wobbly, he becomes wishy-washy, he gets unhappy, and he gets angry a lot, he's triggered a lot. He reacts a lot to things that happen because he doesn't know what he believes about them. He doesn't know what he thinks about them. He doesn't know who he thinks he's supposed to be. So without MOPs, masculine operating principles, what it does is cause a lot of problems in your confidence, in this calm peace of mind that you want to have in yourself. Every man I know wants to have an inner feeling of calm, confidence, peacefulness, an inner knowing that you're okay. And without values, it's hard to do that. I know there's old cliches about this. If you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there, things like that. If you don't take a stand, you'll fall for anything is another one. And so what I want to encourage you to think about is, who are you when nobody's watching? The areas in your life when it comes to conflict, when it comes to honesty and integrity and being a loving husband, being a kind person, being empathetic, being compassionate, what do you have that tells you where your boundaries lie? What do you expect not just of yourself, but for yourself? And where are you willing to make a stand? These are all the things we talk about in coaching and in some of the programs we do. Have an upcoming men's group coaching coming up in June this year. It's the second one this year, called the Men's Cave Group Coaching Program. I'd love for you to take a look at it and think about checking it out. Go to the webpage and the link that's on this video at the bottom in the description section. And if you have any questions, give me an email. I'll tell you all about it. But I'm really excited about it. I believe that you can do this work. I believe you know what I'm talking about when I talk about that midnight run into the grocery store. And so if you want more for yourself, go ahead and click on that link and we'll talk to you later. Thanks again for watching. Bye-bye.